You're listening to SBS News.
Aaron Sormadell's path to the doors of Western Australia's Parliament is different to any member currently serving there. He spent much of his life living in a refugee camp during the First Liberian Civil War, before moving to Australia in 2006 at the age of 27. A cybersecurity analyst by profession, Aaron has spent the past 15 years in Australia establishing community organisations to help new African migrants resettle in Perth's northeastern suburbs.
I still want to continue this work. I still want to give hope and aspiration to the community. I want to make sure as many people come into middle class like me when I came here. And, you know, coming from a downtrodden class, coming into middle class, I want to take many people with me.
His nomination to represent the WA Liberal Party in the electorate of Mirrabooka at this weekend's state election, he says, is an extension of his volunteer work.
I love the community. I love contributing. I love mentoring of people. So for me to be involved into the politics, it is a way that I'm going to give back to the community. Because when I was volunteering, there were some of the things I couldn't do. So being a local representative, then I can do these things.
The only problem is that Mirrabooka is a safe Labor seat, held by the popular Mark McGowan-led government on a massive 23% margin. Unique as Aaron's experiences are, barring a miracle, he won't be elected to WA's next parliament. Further south in Riverton, Labor candidate Dr. Jagadish Krishnan has much better chances of winning the electorate. Riverton is held by the Liberal opposition by 4.2%, but surging support for Mark McGowan during the COVID-19 pandemic could see it flip to Labor. For Dr. Jags, as he prefers to be called, it would be the latest chapter in a migrant success story that started in the tea plantations of Kotagiri in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu.
I come from a farmer's family. And I grew up amongst the tea bushes, climbing up trees and plucking oranges and eating fresh fruits. That was my childhood. Of course, there are cultural differences which I'm still learning. My kids tell me I do have a strong accent. I'm going to be dying with it. Of course, that is part of me.
Dr. Krishnan arrived in Australia from India in 2006 and is now the owner of several medical practices.
I have door-knocked the entire electorate. Of course, I've been through a few pairs of shoes and lost some weight, which my wife is happy about. But apart from that, I've had the opportunity to know the electorate so well. We have created a plan and commitments which I hope will be part of the McGowan Labor government to be able to deliver that to the people of Riverton. I am new to politics, but I'm very old when it comes to working hard. And here I am making a commitment to work as hard as I can for the people of Riverton.
If Dr. Krishnan does win Riverton for Labor at this weekend's election, he will be one of the few members of Parliament from a migrant, non-English speaking background. According to 2016 Australian Bureau of Statistics data, nearly one quarter of all Western Australians speak another language at home, and around 40% of people were born overseas. But neither of the major parties reflected that diversity in the candidates they pre-selected. Labor is set to win an overwhelming majority of seats in WA's lower house, but will likely bring only about 5 members of Asian or African heritage to the parliament, and perhaps only one Aboriginal MP. A lack of cultural diversity in politics isn't unique to Western Australia or to any one side of politics, but by and large, mainstream political parties are still hesitant to acknowledge there's a problem. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan says political leaders from non-European backgrounds are lacking at all levels of government across the country. And he warns that parliaments that don't represent the communities they serve undermine democratic principles.
For example, if you look at the federal parliament, 4% of our MPs have one parent of non-European parentage, where compared to the community where 24% of the population are of non-European background. And having that cultural diversity is an important element of providing that democratic framework that reflects community attitudes and views. And secondly, it's important that Parliament represents the voices and the views of community right across. And any Parliament that doesn't have the diversity that weight of diversity is not going to be doing its job very successfully.
The Race Discrimination Commissioner says he does support political parties adopting quotas for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, but says political parties need to invest more time and resources nurturing emerging leaders at a grassroots level.
We could obviously have a good discussion about needs around quotas, around targets, which I support in principle, but they must be effective. They must be attuned to the real needs of people with lived experiences who are different, that are different from the realm of the normal. The capacity to represent the broad spectrum of living experience is terribly important. And if you get a cohort of people who come from a very narrow field, from a background culturally diverse or lack of cultural diversity, then you have the consequence of people not being able to appreciate and understand different needs of different communities in this broad range of diversity. And it may well be that the laws are put in place that are not sensitive or culturally attuned to the needs and the understanding of different cultural groups in our community.
Voters seeking election information in languages other than English can visit the WA Electoral Commission website. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.